From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The National Do Not Call list has helped millions of consumers escape most telemarketing calls. Recipients of unwanted faxes have not found the same kind of relief. That's despite the fact that unsolicited faxes have been illegal since 1991. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Jim Sutton runs a consulting business out of his home in California and has several fax machines. Recently, he tried an experiment. He got a new number, kept that number secret, and plugged in a new fax machine.
And within about 2 weeks, I started getting junk faxes on it.
Sutton says junk fax companies are constantly searching for new numbers to call in a process called war dialing. So despite his best efforts to block unwanted faxes, Sutton is plagued by the things.
I would guess I average about 100 unsolicited faxes a month.
Under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991, unsolicited faxes are illegal. The challenge is figuring out who actually sent them. Often, the mortgage or travel company listed on the letterhead has just contracted out to another company.
Well, in my case, it's largely fax.com as the ultimate sender.
Fax.com is a legend, a blast-faxing behemoth that appears to operate with impunity. The Federal Communications Commission has imposed a fine of more than $5 million against the company, but so far the government has been unable to collect. Junk fax crusaders like Stephen Kirsch say the company has successfully dodged these judgments by breaking itself into a variety of shell companies.
Clearly, monetary sanctions haven't worked with these guys. You know, the FCC did monetary sanctions. They're still faxing. Covington and Burling got monetary sanctions. They're still faxing. Monetary sanctions don't work, Your Honor.
Kirsch, founder of a software company called Propel, has tried to lay siege to fax.com with a suit to end all suits. He's demanding $2.2 trillion from the company. Fax.com maintains it obeys junk fax laws, but the company wouldn't comment beyond that. Kirsch may never slay this junk fax giant, but he's hoping to bleed the industry to death by regularly using the part of the law that allows individuals to sue.
When I tell people, hey, the last time I was in court, I stood in front of the judge for about 10 minutes and I walked out with $40,000 in small claims court because somebody sent me 16 faxes.
The Federal Communications Commission has proposed a regulatory solution. The agency wants to require that faxers have written consent on file from any faxee. That proposal has prompted a major lobbying campaign, not from fax.com, but from dozens of legitimate businesses that make up the Fax Ban Coalition. Marcia Salkin of the National Association of Realtors says this requirement would make it impossible for eager house hunters to ask their real estate agent to fax information about a home.
Even if you said, please do, under the new rules, that person couldn't fax you that information until they had your signed permission.
Dozens of other businesses and professional organizations have the same fear. Marcia Salkin says these businesses share the need for speed that's so important to real estate agents in a hot market.
That delay can cause consumer problems because that house may not be there much longer.
So Congress has offered to rescue real estate agents and other businesses with legislation that would allow verbal consent for companies that have an existing relationship with a customer. But many chronic junk fax victims are strongly opposed to the bill. They say this approach will just legalize unwanted faxes from established businesses and lead to a blizzard of paper. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.